Hi, I am back again with February day 19. No, we're getting mixed up here. I think there's too many days. 16 was the fridge. 17 was, oh God, I don't know now. 17 was the FBI thing. No, was it? Oh God, I'll have to go and have a look in a minute. It's like one, half one in the morning. Anyway, this is which door. I'll have to go and see which one it is. I'm sure we've got too many. Hold on, let me think about this. Oh, maybe not. Anyway, this is which door. And I'm going to have a hard time. I don't think I can pick one. It's either going to be Narnia or Hogwarts. I grew up on the Narnia books. I've got them. I've got a BBC dramatisation, and I've also got the books read out, you know, read. I read The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe in Braille when I was at school, and I loved it. And we had them. They were the sort of thing that the teachers and childcare staff used to read to us. And it was such a magical world, you know, going through that wardrobe. And we had a teacher that smelled of mothballs, so we could relate to that one, how disgusting a smell it is. And I loved Aslan. He was so lovely. He was a bit scary, though. Not him, but some parts of the book where they had battles and things. And I loved the idea of going through in the snow and having tea with Mr. Tumnus. And I loved Aslan. I wish he was real. I really love Aslan. But then that was my childhood. And then along came Harry Potter and Hogwarts. I would love to go to Hogwarts. It reminded me so much of my school days. You know, you've got that was a castle. Ours was like a mansion house. But you've got all the grounds, the woods, and the communities. We didn't have like separate places, but you know, they talked about common rooms and the great hall, and you know, going for communal meals, and we didn't. We had a few, and then all the witches there, and I can relate to that one because a few of the staff we had at school were, well, some of them were right old battle axes. They would have been quite suited to flying around our heads on a bloody broomstick. But I love Hogwarts. You know, you've got the main stairs and all things like that, which I think when people that have been away to school read Hogwarts, they have some kind of affinity with it. And trunks, we had to have trunks. We had to get our trunk, we had to put our name on it, we had to pack our trunk, and then we actually didn't see it. They kept theirs, and we didn't see ours. It was put away. Sorry, put away in storage. I don't even know where. I have no idea where, but we'd unpack it on the first day back, and then they'd come and take it away, and then it would be put back on. We'd have a special morning at the end of term called trunk packing. It would be on the timetable, and we would have to go up to our dormitories and pack our trunks, and there was a big excitement because we were going home. And yeah, but there was part of us that was sad too, because we'd miss our friends, and that's exactly how it was in Hogwarts. Whether she ever went to a boarding school, I don't know, but she captured the atmosphere brilliantly. We had a principal, a headmistress, rather than, it's 2 o'clock, by the way, rather than a headmaster, but yeah, I'll definitely want to go there. The food was lovely at Hogwarts, and all that magic, yeah, that would be great. Now I've got to find out what day this is before I completely mess it up. I've done it again. Honestly, that's because I use WhatsApp so much.